Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Out pounding the pavement this morning, it looks like it's about to rain, and I'm in Strife because I've got about a kilometer and a half to get back to home, so I'll probably get a little bit wet if it does end up raining. So today I wanted to talk about moving to that next level, or perhaps a better way of saying it is moving the next five levels. Now, there is so much misinformation out there about what it means to go to those next five levels. And there's a lot of, I guess, implied information that if you do this one thing, and it's kind of implied that it's easy and that you do this one thing one time, then you're going to go to that next five levels, implying in many ways that all your success will come true effortlessly, very easily, by doing this one thing that sounds really easy without giving you the detail. And just hold on a sec while the street sweeper goes past. And I guess most of us tend to struggle with financial aspects and think about success in terms of what it means in dollars in your bank account, investments, properties, etc., assets that you gather, etc., etc. And like every day, I see things on TikTok, Insta, Reels and stuff in a 10-second, 30-second thing, or if I'm watching YouTube and you see these ads that come up, and it's like, holy crap, some of this stuff, you can tell that the people don't present very well. You can tell that they don't have a lot of success themselves. They're selling a program and they're making money through the program as opposed to what it is that they're, the program's about. And so let's say it's investing in real estate, for instance. They're making their money from the real estate program as opposed to investing in real estate. Now, of course, there are some that do make their money that way. But what they should really be doing is showcasing the results of other people that have perhaps done the course and gotten the results, as opposed to just showcasing the course. But anyway, my point here is that there are many implications of, here's an easy thing to do, go and do it. Amazon, Shopify, yeah, all of these different places where you can create a product, easily do it, and you'll make millions. I saw this very amateurish guy talking about, it was on a YouTube ad, about Amazon and how you go about sourcing, where you're going to get the products made from, etc., etc. But just crunch the numbers. You are not going to get a lot of success that way. And in fact, many of the stories that my coach sees through people that have come to him that have, say, gone to do a course like that and have been told that, yes, this is the way to do it, and they end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars of stock that they now cannot sell. So that's going to be most of the cases, right? It's a little bit like the coach that tells you to, say, sell your house, put it all on black in the casino, and there's your success, right? Now, could that happen? Yeah. Let's say you put $1 million on black, and I don't know how the odds on that, not the odds, but I don't know what the payout is. I don't gamble, so I don't know what that payout is. But let's say that you win 10 times your money. Then fantastic. That could set you up for life, right? But what's the most likely outcome? The house wins. Right? The house wins. And how does it tip in its favor? By having green on the roulette wheel. It's not 50-50, red or black. It's tipped in the favor of the casino by having that extra color there. So, not smart, right? And the reality is, oh, and here comes some of the rain. In order for you to get to the fifth level, you are never going to skip a level. Right, you have to go through the levels 1, 2, 3, 4 to get to that fifth level. And I think the sooner you realize that, the more chance you've got of being successful. Now, I'll tell you the way that I used to process this myself was, oh, wow, this next coach is going to do it for me. And by just having that coach, like I had a Tony Robbins coach for three years roundabout before I got my coach now. Now, originally, my goal was to grow my business rapidly through these coaches. The rain's coming down a bit heavier now. But I'll tell you what, those coaches didn't add $1 to my business. Why? Because none of them were successful in business themselves. They were coaches, and they were coaches for Tony's organization, and they were coached to coach around the principles that Tony teaches. But Tony is also not the most successful business person as well. Now, yes, he's got a lot of money, but where does he make all his money from? He makes all his money from doing speaking gigs, by selling his programs and doing all that kind of stuff, not from teaching business, even though he's got a business mastery type of program. But again, it's the program where he's making money. And yeah, will there be some success stories? Yes, there'll be some success stories, but the majority, like I think one of the biggest things that would frustrate Tony is that he sells all these programs and 95% of the people probably never ever change. They go to his events for 4 days and they're all hyped up and pumped up and like, yes, 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 yes. A week later, it's like, oh, yes goes to a maybe, to a no, to yeah. Sure, that frustrates the heck out of him that he gets such big numbers to his events, and maybe he's happy with the money side of things, but I would suggest that it frustrates him that more and more people aren't successful at doing what it is that they should be doing. So the only way to get to that next level is by doing the hard work. And like I said, even for me, I used to think, oh, that coach is going to do it and Tony Robbins coach is going to do it. And it wasn't until like going through that process and then finding JT, my current coach, who is really my only wealth coach. I have some other coaches, but he's my only wealth creation coach and business coach. It wasn't until I discovered him that I realized what you really had to do. And for me, what I had to do was I had to focus. And I wasn't focused. And I was in business. I've been in business for a while. But I was not focused. And he was the first person to ever tell me that, hey, you're not focused. And up to that point, you could ask anyone that I used to deal with and say, yeah, I don't know. I'm a more focused person than Rob. But I was focusing on the wrong things and not focusing on what was going to help me put more dollars into my bank account and help me grow as an individual in order to be able to do that. And so this is the goal right here. In order for you to get better results in anything, whether it's more money, more health, whatever, you have to change. You have to get better at, you have to become a better person. You have to become better at being able to focus. You have to become, create a greater work ethic. You have to work harder, longer, and smarter than you've ever done before. Not just about being at your desk for longer, but you have to do it smarter as well. And I was spending big chunks of time, but I wasn't being as productive. And I was finding that I was just flip-flopping between different things. Maybe I was just listening to YouTube too much. Maybe I was just not shutting my email down and just focusing on specific works. I wasn't dedicating time each week to set my next week up for success, saying, okay, this is a process that people maybe do once a year and I needed to change it to every week. And say, okay, so every week, what am I going to want to achieve over this next week to ensure that I'm progressing? But I would do that, then I would schedule things out for, okay, in order to be this time next week, here I need to make sure that I'm scheduling these things and like reverse engineer those elements to break them down into smaller pieces. And so then at each day, what I do is I highlight what are the 5 things that I need to achieve as outcomes over the next 24 hours. I record those in an app, I block out time in my schedule, and I just make sure that I get it done. If there are things that don't work out for my schedule, or things take longer or whatever, emergencies pop up, then, which emergencies don't pop up a lot, right? So you can't use that as an excuse all the time. I just reschedule it to push that to the next day, later in the week or whatever, so I make sure that I can continue to achieve that progress. And so they were the first two things: focus, work ethic, and then ongoing, geez, I'm getting wet now, ongoing, making sure that every day I'm growing myself, making sure that I'm feeding my mind with the right things. So how did I do that? Well, it was, it is listening to my coach's programs. He's got a coaching platform called Millionaire Flix instead of Netflix. And I listen to that every single day. And I'm doing some of his programs. Some days I'm just listening. Some days I'm listening and taking notes. The key programs I've listened to before. So I'll go back, I'll look at those notes, I'll update the notes. There might be some thoughts that triggered today that weren't there last time I listened, etc. And I just keep making sure that I'm doing those things every single day, 7 days a week, without exception. And then what does that do? It puts you in the zone. It makes you able to focus more on what's important. And I think it's easy for us to say, well, I'll work 5 days or maybe 5.5 days, and then you're just going to stop. It's like, no, you've got to keep going. Success is hard. Business is hard. If you want to become the best version of you, then you really can't afford to be stopping. You've got to stay focused on those things that are important. And then, so that forms the part of me making sure that I'm growing every day, learning, growing. And the other part is about relationships. So making sure that the only way that you're going to get to that level five is through relationships. You're not going to do it by yourself. It's going to be through other people, the relationships that you form with other people, adding value to those relationships, a lot of value, not expecting anything in return, just adding value, 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 and building those relationships. So again, it's JT that has helped me really understand how hard that is, and where he spends like 70% of his time is building those relationships and then allowing his team to do the other parts of it. So that's been a very important part for me to build that as well. And then one thing that I've always been good at has been my health and wellness. But one thing that I hadn't done up until going through this sort of self-discovery journey and saying, look, I'm getting coaching, why am I not where I want to be, is that I hadn't really linked in my health and wellness into all the other goals of my life. And it wasn't until I sat down with a whiteboard and I drew it all out and I said, well, how do I be more successful in all of these areas all at once, rather than, oh, well, I can focus on business now, but my health and wellness is going to suffer a little bit because I'm training more, I'm putting more energy here, etc., etc. But that's all rubbish, because that's a mindset. And so what I decided to do was, in that process, was come up with a strategy that I could focus on everything all at once. And the way that I did that, if you can imagine this pictorially, and I have spoken about this before, was to think of it like an octopus. And so you've got the octopus's body, and then you've got these tentacles that go out. And then imagine at the end of these tentacles, there's a bubble. And so what I did, I made the center of the circle my health and fitness, wellness, whatever you want to call it. And then all around the outside, I had everything else. So I had wealth creation, I had business, in no specific order, but wealth creation, I had my success in my business, or business/career in your case. I had relationships, whether they be intimate relationships, relationships with my kids, relationships with clients, etc. I think I had a community bubble, whether there's a spiritual bubble, I'm not religious, but whatever you want to put into spirit. And what else did I have? I know, whatever else you want to put in there, right? And so they were the things that I had. And so when I started to then drill down on each bubble and say, okay, well, what am I going to put under each bubble? It was like, okay, if I get my health and fitness right and that is attached to my business, if I go the reverse, let's say that I'm very physically unwell, maybe I'm visibly overweight and really don't look healthy, then you know that all those other areas in my octopus matrix there are going to be bad too, because I decided that I would make my health and fitness the center of my universe to make sure that everything else was great. So if I'm really healthy, then I've got a lot of energy. If I've got energy, that gives me the ability to focus. With focus and energy, I can do more of all of those things that are on the outside. And then if I'm growing myself and I've got that self-development going, then I'm going to be much better as a result of that as well. So that they were just like, that process was a critical part for me to then say, okay, and then everything just grew from that. But again, it's only through doing some of these hard tasks and going through the pain and the suffering of failure or mediocrity and wondering, why am I not where it is that I deserve to be or should be based on the work that I'm doing? It's because of all those other factors that I've just mentioned before. And the only way you're going to get there is by doing them. There's no shortcut to it. There's no shortcut to hard work. There's no shortcut to going without sleep sometimes. There's no shortcut to not optimizing your health, right? Or no shortcut to optimizing your health. You've got to do the work. Like, I can't outsource my walking. You know, I can't pay somebody in another country $7 an hour to go and walk for me. It's like, that's good for them, but it does nothing for me. So we have to do the work. We have to eat the food. We have to absorb the nutrients. We have to do the mindset work. You can't outsource your mental health. It's part of you. You've got to do it. And I think if you are, you know, thinking that you're going to make all your millions through cryptocurrency, maybe that's an element of your wealth creation strategy, but you also have to expect that you could most likely lose it all, or at some point, you just never know. Federally, the governments around the world might just say, do you know what? Bitcoin is just no more. It now has zero value because they've all said that this is where terrorist money laundering is going through and funding is going through. In order to stop it, we're cutting it off altogether, and now it's gone from like $100,000, which it was a couple of days ago, to zero, just because of that one thing, that one decision. So it can form part of your strategy, but it can't form all of it. So you've got to do the hard work. You must do the hard work. Don't think there's an easy way around it. Get around the right coaching. Make sure that you put your health and wellness as your number one priority. Do the exercise that I said, and you watch how your life starts to flourish. But it's going to take you years. It's not going to happen in weeks. It's going to take years and years and years. And if you think about relationships for a second, then the most important people in your life right now, just think about that. And hopefully they're people that have great energy and empower you, and they're great in your life, not just family for the sake of being family. Then those people that you allow into your inner circle, for me, it's really 10 years and beyond, right? That's how long I've got to know them, because that's how you start to see somebody showing up. Not what listening to what it is that they say. And think about all the people that have said the things to you but have perhaps not been there for you when you thought they would be, or they've let you down, they've been disloyal, betrayed you, etc., etc. I've got plenty of people in my life that are like that. Then, well, they're no longer in my life, but it takes time, right, to build those people in your inner circle. You cannot fast track that. It'd be slow to trust, okay? All right, so that is my thought for today. Now, if you want to boost your mindset, your health, your wellness, get a tailored plan, then go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there, and let's move you to the next level. Let's get you to level 5, but let's move one level at a time. Same with your health and fitness. You can't move 5 levels at once. You've got to go one at a time. Just some levels might be faster than others. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'm going to go home, get dry. Still got about 1 kilometer to go. See you tomorrow.